Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike, what is up, man?
Hey, Marcus and Reese, what's happening?
What's up with you? What are you doing out there?
You sound like you're so far away, man.
Yeah, I am. I'm far away. But look, I'm still drinking that Ike juice.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike juice. That's nice.
All right, Mike, day after, and I think a lot of reasonable people realize that over the course of a season, it's good to get a loss where it kind of wakes you up and gets you ready for the stretch run, and I think that's what Sunday night is for the Eagles. But the day after, what are your feelings on Sunday and then moving forward this week?
Well, it's not all bad because, you know, they've put themselves in a good position with 10 wins already, so they can afford that loss. But they have to get back on track and – You know, Doug talked about the week of practice and what it was or wasn't last week. They have to, whatever that problem was, they have to figure that problem out and make sure that they get ready for this team because the Rams are a good football team all the way around.
And it's much easier to get that sort of message across to your players when you have a loss to sort of support what you've been seeing. It's a little more difficult to do that at times to players when you're winning every week like they had been over the last month.
Well, when you're winning all the time and everybody in the country is talking about this team and a setback like that, I think can be good for these guys going down the stretch. Just giving the coaches a reason to coach them up and forcing these guys to now pay attention instead of reading all these articles about how great they are.
Mm-hmm. I don't have much of a question as to whether or not Carson will certainly go back and go through that video with a fine-tooth comb and figure out what he needs to do to get better. But from the booth Sunday, Mike, give us a feel for what the atmosphere was like, right? We've been talking about it for the last day, about playing in a hostile environment. How would the team respond or what have you? What was the atmosphere like out there in Seattle? And did you think it was something that they should have been able sort of to overcome?
I don't think it was. The atmosphere was bad and not so hostile that they couldn't. They just really never got into the rhythm and mostly the quarterback. He never got to where I thought he was very comfortable in that he was just going to take apart the defense. And we've seen him like that, where you know that he's going to make throws, he's going to do things. And I never really got the feeling that he was completely on at any time during that game.
No, he didn't. We're talking to Mike Quick live from California as we look at Sunday's loss to the Seahawks and look ahead to the Eagles and Rams on Sunday night as Mike and the Eagles spend the week out there getting ready for the game. Mike, over the course of 16 games, I think that you have to look at it, and even championship teams, and you look at what the Patriots have done this year, they have a couple losses on the schedule. Now, their losses are normally earlier in the season, but it's okay to have these losses right out last week. But not going forward this week. Pretty important game to stay with the rest of the NFC, huh?
Yeah, you know, you want to keep pace. You want to stay atop of everything because at this point, you want to get the home field and possibly a bye. So with that in mind, they can't afford losing this weekend. And, you know, they have to finish out real strong because these other teams are strong. Look at Minnesota and what they're doing, and, of course, the Rams. So they've got to keep pace with those guys.
Yeah, you look at the Rams, Mike, real quick. I mean, our final one for me. You look at this Rams team, and what's sort of your view of them? You know, we don't get to see a whole lot of them. Jared Goff is still a little bit of a surprise to us. But what have you seen from them on film?
Listen, Goff's got a lot of support. The receivers are really good. Sammy Watkins is coming on, and, you know, he's got a joystick, you know, the Tavon
Austin, yeah.
Very similar to the guy that Andy Reid has in Kansas City, and they do a lot of stuff with him. The running back, probably one of the top 10 running backs in the game right now. That's a good football team, and defensively, Wade Phillips got these guys flying around. So, to me, it's an overall football team. Even their special teams are pretty good. Mm-hmm. So, the Eagles have to make sure that every phase of the game, they're on top of it. It's not one where they can sleep at all.
Hey, Mike, enjoy the sun that you can get out there. It's rainy. What is it, like 50 degrees outside today, like 55 degrees 70. Today?
It's about 70 and sunny. A little windy, but that's okay.
I told you it was windy. I looked on the iPhone weather app and
hit
we checked
straight.
Out what you're doing.
You on the course or you headed to the course?
Well, you just hit the ball low when it's windy. That's all.
He's on the course.
He's on the course.
He's at, where are you, like 15?
He's
like
at the turn.
Yeah, I'm making the turn. You got it. All right,
Mike.
All right, bro.
Mike, as always, I knew it. Mike is always brought to you by Hers. Mm-hmm. Do what Mike Quick does before each and every game. Pick up a couple of bags of Hers chips and Hers tortillas. Hers Chickies crab fries flavored popcorn. Hers forever good. So there you go. How about this? We were talking about Michael Kendricks and that draft pick, right? Uh-huh. Michael Kendricks goes 46 to the Eagles. My buddy Meatstick gave me this info, all right? 46 to the Eagles. Bobby Wagner goes one pick later to the Seahawks.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. I like Michael Kendricks now. Don't get me wrong.
He ain't Bobby Wagner.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he ain't Bobby Wagner.
Oh, man. Good pick. Alshon goes 45 to the Bears.
Oh, that was the same draft, huh?
46, Michael Kendricks. 47, Bobby Wagner. God, yeah. Bobby Wagner's a player.
And you said Alshon went where?
45.
So he went right before.
Right before Michael Kendricks.
Okay.
God, man, that's it. Doesn't he seem a little bit older than that?
I thought so, right? Yeah.
Really, I was thinking like maybe the 98 draft, watching him play out there. Oh, by the way, he got that contract extension. Can we take a, you know, obviously we'll talk
take
about.
Take a gander at that?
Yeah. Yeah, he got a contract extension, Ike.
What, 27 guaranteed?
Yeah, I was surprised how much guaranteed money he got.
About $7 million more than I thought.
All right, so check it out. He's averaging $13 million a year. $26 million is fully guaranteed. And essentially, the first 2 years are guaranteed. And after that, he's got big base salaries, but not a lot of it's guaranteed. So that's if he's producing, they'll keep him or they'll rework it. If he's not, they'll cut him. And it won't kill him. So for 2 years now, they're also over the cap. Right now, according to the one projection I saw, they're over the cap. They'll be able to roll the 2017 cap money into 18, but they're going to have to. Nigel Bradham's a free agent after this season.
Yeah, and I keep thinking about my guy Brandon Graham. I mean, we're paying these guys that are coming here for 6 months, and I'm happy Tim Jernigan got paid, and I'm happy Alshon's going to be here, and Carson's going to have a weapon.
Uh-huh.
Brandon Graham's an important part of what we do around here, too.
Under contract for next season at $6.75 million, but a free agent after that. Coming up, I'll tell you about a story that's floating out there that says maybe Brandon and his representatives are telling the Eagles, like, yeah, I don't know if we're interested in a contract extension. So stay tuned for that. Let's go to Bobby in Pottstown. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, man. Hey.
Hey. Yo.
Listen to me. The Eagles, man, I'm embarrassed to be an Eagles fan right now, right?
What?
They laid down the red carpet for the Minnesota Vikings, right? Listen to me. There's no team in the NFL right now that's going to play harder for the playoffs than the Minnesota Vikings because they got something special brewing, okay? They're going to be the first team possibly to host their own Super Bowl. That means they're going to stay home for the entire Super Bowl. They're playing lights out right now to get that opportunity. And we just gave – you understand?
What happened?
Well, it's already over? Put them in the Super Bowl right now, Bobby?
I'm just saying, listen to me, okay?
I'm listening.
The Seahawks had every excuse to lose the game. The Eagles had every excuse to win the game, and the opposite happened. And we want to sit here and joke around about it, you know, like it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. It is a big deal.
Because
they're about to lose to the Rams, man.
Oh,
you're trying to tell me you had to stop one guy, and that was Russell Wilson. They couldn't do it. They couldn't do it, and you got to stop Jared Goff. You got to stop the running back, the receivers, the tight end, and you got to get through the defense. How you gonna do that?
What? We're not a good team anymore.
I'm just saying you haven't been tested. These are the playoff teams.
Well, right? you knew that last week. You knew that last week.
How many playoff games has Jared Goff won?
Listen, it doesn't matter. These are the playoff teams. Are they not the playoff teams?
Yeah. Are we a playoff team?
Yeah, but you already lost.
Okay,
then it's over. And the Minnesota took over the lead, and
Bobby.
They have a bunch of bum teams that they have to play for the rest of the season, and everybody's
Bobby,
walking around and
Bobby,
laughing
Bobby,
like
Bobby,
it's not a big deal.
Because it's not a big deal yet, man.
It is a big deal. They had to pick Carolina. Carolina lost to Chicago Bears, where the quarterback threw seven times and won the game, didn't score a touchdown. Running back ran 17 times, didn't score a touchdown. They won the game by two scores. They got to play those guys.
All right.
And we're sitting here talking about it.
Well, here's the thing, Bobby. And brother, I appreciate the passion. I really do. I really do, man. I don't want to make light of Bobby being a little concerned here, but he's more than a little damn concerned, bro. You act like we just lost our quarterback to injury and the season is over with or something.
He said he was embarrassed to be an Eagle fan.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say because people were jumping off the bandwagon, then he was the biggest bandwagon jumper I've heard all week.
Wow, bro.
I should have brought Levi on with him to straighten his ass out.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that would have been good. That would have been good radio.
Call back, and I'll put Levi on with you. You guys can have a conference call.
Bobby, right? I hope you feel better by Friday, or at least by Sunday, bro.
Calm down.
Man, it ain't that deep. Not yet.
888-729-9494. Coming up, maybe now, Levi.
If we lose to the Rams, then maybe next Tuesday that's appropriate.
They lose to the Rams, anything's possible next Tuesday. I'll tell you that right now.
Maybe that's appropriate next week, but not right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.